So the first step to overcome an objection is to either ignore it or bypass it. The next step to overcome an objection, if it comes up again, is to listen to it. No matter how many times we have heard that same objection or similar objection before, it's important that we let our customer completely express the concern or the objection. It isn't necessarily the content itself, but actually the act of our customer expressing that concern that is important. So we want to use active listening. Let them completely express the objection. The next step, or third step, would be to restate it back, which is actually the back end of active listening. We will make sure that our customer understands we actually listen to them, we'll eliminate any misunderstandings, and we will pace their need to be valued and understood. The fourth step to overcoming an objection in a closing scenario is to isolate it. We want to make sure that that is the only objection that's standing in the way of closing the sale. Now, we don't want to isolate it out on the lot because it's not necessary. Ways to isolate the objection are, now this is the only thing keeping us from doing business today, isn't it? Or this is the one problem keeping us apart, right? One of my favorite ways I just heard that isn't in your manual here is like this. Let's say that price is the issue. It goes like this. Let's assume for a second, Mr. Customer, that the issue of price is handled. Now, I know it isn't handled yet, but let's just assume for a second that it is. Is there anything else standing in the way of us doing business today? Doing this makes sure that the real and last objection is on the table and eliminates any premature final closing questions. Again, out on the lot, we don't have to isolate the objection. The next step or fifth step would be to question it. Now, just to clarify my thinking, Mr. Customer, why is this important right now? We're doing a couple things here. First, some of our customers, in attempting to answer this question, will do this. They'll go, well, it's important because... Oh, heck, I guess it isn't. Let's just go ahead. None of our customers will do that if we don't give them the opportunity. However, the vast majority will just restate their objection and give us all the reasons why it's a valid objection. It's kind of like setting the hook. One of the more common mistakes that experienced salespeople will make is skipping this step altogether. We want the customer to clarify their position. In other words, by questioning it, we make them commit that this is the final stumbling block to doing business. The next step, or sixth step, to overcoming an objection is to answer it. Pretty simple to say here on a tape, which means we have to have 5, 6, 7 different fallback positions for each of the most common objections that occur. We need to memorize 5, 6, 7, 8 different word tracks or strategies for each of the most common situations or objections that occur. And we'll get to that in just a second. The next step after we answer it, which is the seventh step, is to confirm it. Well, I guess that takes care of that last problem, doesn't it, sir? Well, that's settled, right? And then the last step is either to close, if we're in a closing scenario, or carry on with the transaction, if we're back out on the lot. So let me just review these steps again with you. The first step is to ignore it or bypass it if we hear the objection the first time. The second step, if it comes up again, is to listen to it. The third step is to restate the objection. The fourth step is to isolate it if we're in a closing scenario. The next step would be to question it. The following step would be to answer it. Then the next step would be to confirm it. And then the last step would be to close or ask a closing question if we're in a closing scenario, or to just carry on with the transaction if we're out on the lot.